Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Who would be a good announcer?
How about Lawrence?
Yeah, how about me?
What do you know about baseball?
Sodium acid pyrophosphate, and that makes all the difference.
I don't need your advice.
Yes, you do.
This is it, folks. This is what everybody paid to see. Odyssey up by a run, just one run away from the playoffs. Pete Flanagan getting the signs. What a game pitched by that young man. The windup, the pitch.
Strike three.
That's it. The Odyssey Coyotes go to the district playoffs for the first time in 27 years. Oh, my! The team is mobbing Pete Flanagan out of the mound.
And that was the Bullwinkle Band with their new single, Breathing Like a Moose. And now stay tuned for a full 6 hours of uninterrupted commercial-free music from the Woodchucks. Well, that takes care of my shift. Lawrence, are you listening to me?
Huh?
Look, if you want to be a disc jockey for a kid's radio, you have to pay attention. Come on, let's go get a soda.
No offense, Jimmy, but I think kids' radio might be getting kind of boring.
Boring?
Well, yeah.
I can't believe it. I bring you here to learn, and what do? You criticize.
It was just a thought.
Hi, guys. How's the broadcasting business?
Well, Lawrence thinks kids' radio is getting boring.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm open to new ideas if you come up with anything.
All right, I'll work on it.
Whoa! What's going on?
Looks like the Coyotes are back from their baseball game.
Oh, no, the baseball game. I forgot.
Hi, Whit. Break out the big scoops. Get these boys some banana splits.
All of them.
Oh, sure thing, Tom.
Wow, look at all those reporters. Excuse me, Mr. Whittaker. I think Jimmy Barkley, ace reporter for Kids Radio, needs to get an interview.
Okay, Jimmy.
Me too.
Sure, Lawrence.
Right down the middle. Kind of surprised he didn't swing at it.
Pete? Dale Jacobs, Odyssey Times. In the sixth inning, you looked a little tired. You walked two batters in a row, and then you got off the mound and talked to your catcher. What did you say to him?
I asked him if he saw a Star Quest last night. It was a really good one.
Hey, Pete. Jimmy Barkley, Kids Radio. Who do you feel influenced you most in life?
Yeah, and which Star Quest was that? I missed it last night.
Lawrence.
Excuse me. Pete. John Avery Whittaker, Wits End. I have a question.
Yes, Mr. Whittaker?
Are you ready for your triple deluxe banana split?
Oh, boy, I sure am. I'll answer some more questions later.
Here you go. It's the world's best banana split. Or so I've been told.
Wow, thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank Coach Riley.
This is great.
Congratulations on the game, by the way.
Thanks.
I guess all that hard work paid off, though we've missed you in Sunday school.
Well, you know how it is. Sunday morning's a good time to get in some extra practice. It's important.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been wanting to talk to you about that. Church is important, too.
I have to keep sharp.
And church is a good way to keep sharp. Seems only sensible to spend time with the one who gave you your talent for pitching in the first place.
I'll get back to church once the season's over. Don't worry.
Mr. Whittaker?
Yes, Jimmy?
Lawrence and I were talking, and I think we might have an idea for Kids Radio.
Great! Let's hear it.
Do you think I could announce the game over the radio?
Oh, I don't know why not. We have the equipment for remote broadcasts.
Great! Oh, but I'd need a partner. Let's see. Who would be a good announcer?
How about Lawrence?
Yeah, how about me?
What do you know about baseball?
Announcers don't need to know anything about baseball. They just have to sound like they know what they're talking about.
No way.
That's the way it's done. There's always one announcer that knows a lot about the game, and another announcer that knows a lot about other stuff. It makes the game more interesting for everyone.
Oh, that sounds like a clever approach to me, Jimmy. Why don't you give him a try?
Well, Okay, but under protest. Well, it's time for Odyssey's biggest Little League game in 27 years. The Odyssey Coyotes playing in the first round of the district playoffs against the Horaceville Hornets. Joining me for the game is my color commentator, Lawrence Hodges.
Oh boy, Jimmy, indeed what a day it is. 78 degrees, bright sunny skies, winds out of the northeast at 5 miles an hour. Great day for boating.
Thanks for the weather report, Lawrence. Now on to the important things, the game. Pitching today for the Coyotes is Pete Flanagan. Right now I can see him sitting in the dugout with Coach Relly. He looks ready.
How's your arm feel, Pete?
Pretty good, Coach.
All right, Pete, give it all you got. Come on, boys, let's play defense now. Be smart out there. Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Pete jogs out to the mound, checks his teammates, and takes up his position. He winds up with the first pitch of the ball game and...
Strike!
This is it, everyone. We're in the last inning. One more out, and the Odyssey Coyotes go to the second round of the playoffs. What an incredible game pitched by Pete Flanagan. The crowd is going crazy.
They really are going crazy, Jimmy. And not only because Odyssey is one out from winning, but because hot dogs just went on sale for half price.
Right, Lawrence. About the game, Phil Cooper steps to the plate for the Hornets. Pete Flanagan, a near-perfect game today, sets. The pitch. And it's a short pop-up in foul territory. Pete Flanagan is running for it. He dives, and he makes the catch! We win! The Coyotes win!
Yes! Ha-ha! Yes! Oh, yeah!
Wait a second, everyone. Pete Flanagan is still on the ground after diving for that ball. He looks injured.
Back off, everyone. Give him some air. What is it, Pete?
Oh, my wrist.
You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd think you guys lost today. Sam, you haven't even touched your ice cream.
Mr. Whitaker, what if Pete's really hurt? What if he can't pitch next week? We don't have a chance if he doesn't pitch.
Whether he pitches or not, and whether you win or not, you've had a great season and you should celebrate.
I don't think any of us feel like celebrating. Pete! Hey, what did the duck... That white thing on your arm. That's just some kind of huge wristband, right?
No, Sam. It's a cast. I stretched the tendons in my wrist.
Oh, great.
Don't you have another pitcher?
Sure. Dennis pitches. He'll be okay.
He's not gonna be there.
What do you mean?
He's going on vacation with his parents next week. He can't make the game.
Wait a minute. Then who's gonna pitch?
The coach picked Henry as our backup, in case you couldn't pitch.
Henry?
Yeah. He pitched some in Junior League.
You're kidding!
I'm not kidding. Henry's our starting pitcher next Saturday.
Think he can throw it that far?
I don't know. Look, maybe you could talk to him. Give him a few pointers.
Pointers? Okay, I'll try. Where is he?
He's over there in that booth.
Why is he shaking like that?
He's been doing that ever since Coach told him he was pitching.
I'll talk to him. Let's go right over here to this field.
It's no use, Pete. I can't pitch.
Yes, you can.
I can't believe he picked me. I never should have raised my hand. I only pitched a little in the junior league, and I wasn't even that good.
Coach tried you out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Then you must have seen something he liked about you.
I think he just got me confused with someone who was athletic.
Look, you have to have more confidence than that if you're going to be a pitcher.
I don't think you know what you're up against. I can't take pressure.
That's okay.
I even get queasy before eye exams.
Just take the ball. I'm going to go down there and be your catcher.
Well, okay.
All right, put it right in here.
All right, here it comes.
all right, not bad. Now let's see your fastball.
That was my fastball.
Oh, all right, then the same thing. Just try to put a little more oomph in it.
All right, here goes.
Okay, better. Not bad, Henry. Now, here's something I want you to do. You're throwing completely with your arm. You need to put your body behind it. When you throw, stride forward with your left leg like this.
Like this?
Right. And come over the top. You're throwing a little bit sidearm and it's spoiling things.
believe you're not going to let me announce game two with you.
Lawrence, I'm doing it for your own good. You made a complete fool of yourself on the air last game. You kept getting off the subject.
But people like that.
People don't listen to baseball games to hear about your lifelong dreams to go ice fishing with Mr. Rogers.
Hey, Lawrence, everyone's talking about your broadcast. Good job.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah, I was on the radio too, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Anyway, what were you saying, Jimmy?
Nothing. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Kids Radio in the second round playoff between the Odyssey Coyotes and the Connellsville Chipmunks. The winner of this game goes against the Waynestown Woodpeckers, our earlier champs. Joining me is Lawrence Hodges. Lawrence, how do you see this game today?
Well, you know, due to the injury of Pete Flanagan last week, the Coyotes will have to send Henry Thomas to the mound, even though this will be the very first time he has pitched in the older leagues. When I talked with him earlier, he seemed very nervous, and I can certainly understand that. I remember when I was 8, and I was the wait guesser at my school carnival.
Whoops! I think Lawrence's microphone just got accidentally unplugged. Now, on to the game. The Coyotes and the Chipmunks have never met before today.
How's your arm, Henry?
It's okay. How do you feel? I'm really nervous.
There's no need to be nervous. Just remember the things I taught you.
I will. Hey, Pete?
Yeah?
If I even get one guy out today, it'll be because of you. Thanks for your help.
It's all you now, Henry. All right, get out there and throw some strikes.
Strike three.
Nice pitching, Henry.
Get over here. That was great. You blew it right past.
I almost blew it there on that number 6. I'm lucky he hit a foul.
Don't worry about it. Just keep the ball low on these guys. All their big guys like it high. Just keep it low on them. Remember, you're not always trying to strike them out. You're just trying to give them a tough pitch to hit.
Okay. Hey, how's my follow through?
It's fine. Just pitch hard with your whole body.
Anyway, this plumber who doesn't speak a word of English comes up to my mom and shows her the problem. It turns out there's about $10 worth of Barbie accessories in our drain. I have no idea how it got there. My cousin was visiting the other day, and I guess she decided she needed a new wardrobe. Anyway, that was pretty embarrassing.
Are you done?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, thank you for that very, very long story. Now, to get our audience back up to date, we are no longer in the 5th inning. We are now in the 9th. Odyssey is leading 5-3. Henry Thomas is pitching extremely well, but now he might be in a little jam. The bases are loaded, one out, and number 6, Al Parham, steps up to the plate for the Chipmunks. Now, Al has hit the ball hard 3 times, and one fell for a hit. Henry needs to get him out, or he's in serious trouble. He sets. The windup. The pitch. It's hit hard to second. Martin throws to Brandon for 1, and the throw to first. He's got him! A double play! The Coyotes win! The Coyotes go to the championship!
Yes! Yes! Oh, yes!
And the team has mobbed Henry Thomas. They're picking him up on their shoulders and carrying him across the field.
Henry, you did it! Hey, Henry! Yeah, good game, Henry! Henry! Henry?
How's your arm, Pete?
Pretty good. It doesn't really hurt that much anymore. I just can't wait to get this thing off.
Yeah, I'll bet. You know, Henry pitched quite a game Saturday.
Yeah.
You're still working with him, right?
Not since the game. I can't get him to meet with me. I've been wanting to teach him the slider, but it's like I don't even exist.
Well, Henry has a lot more friends now than he ever had before the game. He probably doesn't quite know how to handle it.
Yeah, but he's ignoring me. After all the practice time I spent with him, too. It's like he's completely forgotten about that.
Well, that's interesting.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just interesting. I have to get back behind the counter. Oh, Pete.
Yeah?
Since you don't have baseball anymore, I assume we'll see you in church this Sunday, huh?
I don't know, Mr. Whitaker. You know, the doctor wants me to rest the arm and all.
Oh, I see. All that heavy hymn book holding.
Well, yeah, I'll see you there.
Jimmy.
Hi, Lawrence. What's all those?
Our fan mail.
Fan mail? Really?
Yeah, all of this.
Oh, let me see. All right, Lawrence Hodges, the Hunk Hodges. Oh, please. Did you already sort these?
No.
Have you seen any for me?
Yeah, this one.
Wow, typed and everything. My fans are at least classy. Listen to this. Dear Mr. Barkley, you may have already won $5 million. Just to fix the seal. Oh, brother. I don't get it. You sit there and talk about nothing the entire game while I try to intelligently talk about baseball. But you get all the glory.
I guess people like that stuff.
Well, fine. Two can play at that game. If that's what the people want, then that's what the people get.
So, Henry, they've got a lot of heavy hitters. You may need to keep the ball low most of the time.
Okay, sure. Hey, give me a pop-up, Gary.
Remember, you're not trying to strike them out every time.
Yeah, sure.
Don't give that Jones kid anything inside. He loves to...
Hey, Marianne!
Hi, Henry.
We're having a party at my house afterward.
And, Henry, if that number five gets on, make sure you...
Excuse me, Pete. Do you mind? Come over to my house after the game. We'll probably have pizza and Coke and music.
This is the biggest game in the history of Odyssey. The championship game between the Odyssey Coyotes and the Waynestown Woodpeckers. You know, Lawrence, when I was 7, we had a woodpecker in our garage at home for about a year, and we just couldn't get it out of there. It went peck, peck, peck all night long. Made me dream about typewriters. Yeah.
Is that right? How interesting.
After 4 innings, it's the Waynestown Woodpeckers 7 and the Odyssey Coyotes 2.
Man, I can't believe I gave that guy a home run.
It's okay, Henry. We still got 3 innings to go, and I want you to go out there and give it your best. We can still win this game. Now get in there and hit that ball, Matt.
Hey, Henry.
Oh, hey.
Look, you're doing okay. I think you just need
Don't start lecturing me, okay? I know how to pitch. I don't need your advice anymore.
But Henry...
Just let me do it my own way, okay? Come on, Matt!
No, Jimmy, I'm sorry, but I completely disagree with you. The regular fries are just not as tasty as the crinkle cut.
You're crazy. They're the exact same thing, just in different shapes.
You just look at the package of crinkle cut fries. Check out the ingredients. You know what's in the list that's not on the list of the regular fries?
What?
Sodium acid pyrophosphate, and that makes all the difference.
Oh, give me a break.
I'm serious. As a matter of fact, I read somewhere just the other day about how they're making a...
Oh, Mr. Whitaker, what are you doing here?
Turn off the microphone, please.
Mr. Whitaker, we're on the air.
Just turn it off, please.
Kids Radio will be right back after this moment of silence for the American troops in...
Canada!
Canada!
Now, what exactly is going on here?
Well...
I turn on the radio to get an update on the game, and you two are talking about French fries. For the past 20 minutes, you've talked about French fries. Now, I believe there's a baseball game going on, right?
Well, Mr. Whitaker, it just wasn't fair. I've been trying to broadcast the game, and he's been mouthing off about everything but the game, and he gets 75 fan letters. I got nothing.
I'm just trying to add a little flavor to the game. He's trying to steal my thunder.
Oh, this is ridiculous, you two trying to outdo one another. You're supposed to be working together. You're supposed to make the other person look good. Now, can we hear a baseball game, please?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're right, Mr. Whitaker.
Good. This is looking like it's going to be an exciting finish. We need you to give it all the energy you can.
We will.
This is it, folks. The last inning with 2 outs to go. Everyone's on the edge of their seats. The Waynestown Woodpeckers are up to bat with the Coyotes leading 11-10. Lawrence, the Coyotes came back from 5 runs down, but to be honest, Henry Thomas has not pitched well today.
No, he certainly hasn't. He's just not as sharp as last week.
It's almost like he's trying too hard for the strikeout. Wheeler grounds to first. 2 down. 1 out to go, and Odyssey will win the championship. Henry needs to get this man out because Waynestown has the tough part of their order coming up. The Coyote dugout is going crazy.
Come on, Henry, stay tough. Looks pretty confident, doesn't he?
Sure does.
Okay, Henry, this guy's nothing. Get him!
Okay, get it in. Hold him to a single. There you go. Nice play, Matt. Don't worry about that one, Henry. Just get this one.
Runners on first and third, two outs, and Robert Skeed steps up to the plate. Henry's had some trouble with Robert today. Robert already has a home run and a double. He could be the hero of the game with a big swing here. Henry winds up. The pitch. It's a long drive. Deep to right field. It's going. Going. And foul. A foul ball.
Wow. That was close. Couldn't have been more than 5 feet from a home run. The Coyotes breathe a sigh of relief.
Come on, Henry.
Okay, Henry. Bear down here.
Doesn't look very confident anymore.
Come on, Henry.
Let's go, Henry. Stay tough.
Can I talk to him, Coach? Just give me a minute.
What?
Please, I know what's wrong.
All right.
Up, time, please.
Go back to the dugout, Pete. I'm okay.
Henry, listen to me.
Pitch him low. I can strike him out. I know I can.
You don't need to try and strike him out. Just pitch it low. He'll chase it and ground out. The game's over. You're a hero.
I don't need your advice.
Yes, you do.
I'll do whatever I want to do.
Remember what I taught you.
Hey, get back in the dugout, young man.
Pitch it low, Henry. Low, right?
Let's play ball.
Go back to the dugout.
Pete returns to the dugout and Henry sets to pitch. A hush falls over the crowd. Waiting, waiting. Henry takes a sign. The windup, the pitch. It's a deep hit to left field. It's going, going. Home run.
Oh,
Odyssey is lost. The Woodpeckers win 13-11. The Woodpeckers are the new state champs.
Henry? Mm-hmm. Everyone's gone to Wood's End. Coach Riley asked me to find you. Henry?
I know what you're gonna say. I was wrong. You are right. Go ahead. Say it.
It's okay, Henry.
I can't believe it. I should have pitched it low, just like you said. I forgot everything you taught me.
It happens.
I never should have been out there in the first place.
Look, if it hadn't been for you, none of us would have been out there. We all would have been sitting home watching cartoons today. You got us here. You just had a bad day. You're like me. You're a good pitcher, but you just need to remember why sometimes.
Yeah, but I got out there and... You really think I'm a good pitcher?
Well, with a little more discipline and tough practice schedule, I think you can be just as good, if not better than, say, my little sister.
Your sister?
She's pretty good.
Do you think you could teach me that slider tomorrow?
Sure. How about right after church?
You got it.
With all the excitement about the championship game, you may not have noticed a very simple lesson in today's adventure. Pete sure figured it out. He realized that just like Henry turned his back on Pete, Pete had turned his back on God by skipping church. They were all guilty of ignoring the one who should be getting the glory in everything we do, God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family, and The Glory was written by Marshall Younger and Paul McCusker, and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. Chuck Bolte is our executive producer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.